This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Actually, it's pretty amazing. Yesterday, on Sunday, we learned Sefer Shein Halachos, so we were reviewing. We're up to the halachos of what hand to wipe with. And the factors of what hand to wipe with is, the halachos, one is supposed to wipe with their left hand because they use the right hand to tie the tefillin. And also because they use the right hand to motion for the Sefer Torah, and also because the Torah was given in the right hand and because you eat with your right hand. So the question is, what hand does a lefty wipe with? So a lefty ties the tefillin with his left arm, and he does it with his left arm. So the lefty is supposed to wipe with his right hand. The question is, what if somebody writes with his left hand and he puts on, he writes with his left hand and he does everything else in his right hand? So he's going to be putting tefillin on the left hand. Excuse me, he's going to be putting on tefillin on the right hand. He's tying the tefillin on with his right hand. So even though he's tying tefillin, right, somebody who writes with his left hand, and he's going to be putting tefillin on the right arm. He's going to be tying with his left arm, right? The only thing is, he does everything else with his right hand. So him, we say, he should wipe with the left hand. So actually, it was sort of a review of what we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so now we are up to Simen Chav Zayin, Siftes. Makoim. Actually, we have to do the last Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan. Lamed Beis. Okay. So the Rama says, Hagav, in lichreich ha-retsua ala titoira k'dei l'chas galyad. Don't wrap the retsua on the bias in order to fasten it to the hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Beis, v'in lichreich, shekvar neskayim ukshartam b'retsua sha'al hamavarta. Because it was already fulfilled, you should tie with the strap that's on the mavarta. So in other words, you're supposed to tie with the strap with the that comes out of the mavarta. The mavarta is the part of the tefillin of passageway, where the strap goes in from one side to the other. So you already fulfilled ukshartam with the strap on the mavarta, like the tefillin shalroish shatolei beretzua shabatecha mavarta, like the tefillin shalroish that it's hanging on the strap in the mavarta. The kivin she'in mitzvah klal b'kricha, therefore, since there's no mitzvah by winding it now, lachin ein lahanicha al hatitoira sheyesh b'kedusha yoser min haretzua. There's no mitzvah to tie it, because it's already fastened. So you should not put the retsua on the bias that has more kedusha than it. Even though, by the way, regarding when you fold your tefillin, it is permitted to wind the wrappings on the bias, but when it comes to the performance of the mitzvah, you should not do so. Those who have a minhag to put on the shalroish before they do the windings, right? We said, really, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion was you should put on the shalroish before you do the windings. But lemaisa, our minhag is we do the windings. But those who put on the shalroish before they do the windings, yesham diyachalich rechartzal aktsitza shalay tamish tefil sheyamim akamach yaneach shalroish. Some say you're allowed to wrap the strap of the katsitza so that the tefillin shalyah does not move from its place until you put on the shalroish. The acher kach yisirena. Then you could take it off. You could unbind it. V'yirchoy chashiv akrichas and do the seven wrappings. Umisha bate yad of tzorais. Those who have short arms. Batulin nadin memakamal yideza. Excuse me, some whose sleeves are tight, their sleeves, right? There's not a lot of room in their sleeves, and it's going to cause the tzon to move out of place. Then you're allowed to wrap another winding of the ritzua around the bias to fasten it to your arm, because really there's no alternative. The pressure, the pushing of the sleeve is too strong. And so in other words, it's best not to wrap the ritzua on the titaira, but if you, by not doing that, it's not going to end up being in the right place, then you should do so. Okay, siftes. Siftes. Makoim hanochas tefila shorosh. You know what? I would say that we just did a day of Mishnah Berurah. So we're going to stop here and make siftes another day, but we're going to do it now.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.